Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Well, now it's time to take a look at some book recommendations. We still have people sending stuff in, don't we?
We have plenty of people sending stuff in. Let me just go over three in the few minutes that we have. Betty Peterson, who listened to our story of the Women of Atomic City a couple of weeks ago that Elizabeth Hunt recommended, came back with her own recommendation. Betty was at Oak Ridge, and one of the things she pointed out is that Los Alamos and Oak Ridge downtowns are identical because they were designed by the government at the same time, and one was built on the pattern of the other. But she recommended a really strange book, which I've read many, many years ago, too, The Woman at Otawi Crossing. It turns out that on the edge of Los Alamos, a little Indian cafe where a lot of the atomic scientists hung out for lunch, the Indian woman eventually started having dreams about a huge mushroom cloud. And she was so accurate in her descriptions of what they thought. This was before the bomb was exploded, that they thought there must have been a leak. And the FBI and the CIA came in there and did all kinds of things. But it is a strange novel about, and it still hasn't been solved, why this woman had these dreams. Anyway, that's one recommendation.
What's the name of the book?
The Woman at Otawi Crossing. It's the little village at the edge of Los Alamos.
Okay.
But it was outside the limits. And nobody apparently talked to her. She just began having these strange atomic bomb dreams. Carolyn Britt, who reads for The Blind at APRIS, suggested that if you haven't, if you're one of the few people that haven't read The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson, published a few years ago, go back and read it. It is a great portrait of how the World's Fair of 1893 came to exist, alongside of which, on the edge, it turns out there was a serial killer that killed many, many women. And then finally, Chris Thielbert, another APRIS reader, suggested that a really great read is an Australian mystery story by Leon Moriarty called Big Little Lies, a story that deals with kindergarten bullying with flashbacks from several women. But she said it's a wonderful mix of bitchy women's antics revolving around a kindergarten bullying incident and its aftermath. So she says you'll never, never, ever guess the ending.
Oh, what's the name again?
Big Little Lies by Leanne Moriarty.
There's a new book out now called Believer by David Axelrod. That's a name familiar to you if you followed political news. For 40 years, he's been in the game of politics as a reporter and also as a political consultant. He came to the world's attention, or the country's attention, in Paul Simon's successful campaign for the Senate, and he has since worked with many candidates, winners and losers, most notably, of course, with President Obama, with whom he had a long association. In the book, I found a little reference to one of my dearest friends, Harold Washington, and he said, when I asked Carol if he was going to run for mayor, he settled back in his big leather desk chair and suggested we speak off the record. You know what it's like to be a congressman, he asked. They treat you like a king. You can come and go as you please. No one cares. Now, mayor, that's a real job, 24/7. Lots of headaches, lots of problems. Why would I do that to myself? Harold told me much the same thing. He said he loved being a congressman. It was just a great job. He urged me to run for Congress so I could come out and we could go to all the different institutions. He said, you'd love it here, Don. But he answered a draft. He came back and ran for mayor and won. But that's just one of many stories in Believer by David Axelrod. It's a very enjoyable book. And we've enjoyed our time here. I'm Don Wooten with Roll Tweet. Join us next week for the next session of Scribble. We'll be right back.